I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. It's okay. We've got musicians playing here. We're right smack dab in the middle of 24 hours of Thunderbird live radio hell. So we've got a little bit of heaven mixed in with the hell here today. We have Surya and Dawa here to play some fantabulous music. And before we get started, I just want to let you know, this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. And you may also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. So today on the show, we have Surya. And also coming up this month, you've got to keep listening to Synchronicity, because I have a free pair of tickets to see Lisa Nichols. She's one of the experts from the movie The Secret. She'll be in Burnaby on October 30th, and she's actually doing a Canada-wide tour. She's going to be in Toronto, I think Calgary, and also Vancouver. So if you're interested in tickets for that, the website is newaspiration.com, and you can also keep listening for your chance to win a pair for free. So are you guys ready to play? Or are you still getting warmed up here?
We're ready.
Okay, cool.
It's now heaven. It's now 24 hours of radio hell has been interrupted by 1 hour.
1 hour of heaven. Yay. So we have played Surya's music on this show before. She is the writer, singer, performer of Order to This Chaos, and we've played a few of her other songs. So she's going to be playing some, starting off, what are you going to be starting off with?
We're going to be starting off with a couple songs that are from the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. Well, not really necessarily, but they're kind of along the Tibetan Buddhist train of thought. They're actually written by our teacher, who's Jalten Rinpoche. The first song we're going to sing is called Joyful Songs of Mahamudra, which he wrote. And Mahamudra in Tibetan Buddhism is, I'm just going to explain a few words, just in case people don't know what they mean, because it makes it...
Yes, please do.
It makes it easier to understand what we're talking about. So Mahamudra is, it's translated as emptiness, but it's not really emptiness as in nothingness. It's kind of like the path of Tibetan Buddhism, the goal or what you're trying to attain is Mahamudra, which is, it's kind of like a state beyond suffering, a state of great, that's kind of the way I think of it, a state beyond suffering, a state where, when I think of emptiness, it's kind of like no attachment to anything. So when you have no attachment to anything, you can be very happy, because you're just empty. So what was the other word that we... Oh yeah, so in this song too, we sing a couple mantras as well. So one of them is Om Sarva Siddhin Zahun, which is may all beings in all the worlds be peaceful, or something along that line. I don't know, I'm not, Dawa knows better than me. Do you want to say?
I think it's translated as may there always be peace, joy, and happiness on earth, and may all the accomplishments be achieved spontaneously and miraculously.
There you go. See?
Very nice. And your names, Surya and Dawa, they mean something also. What do they mean?
Surya means sun in Sanskrit, and then Dawa means moon in Tibetan.
Yay.
We didn't plan that. It just happened that way.
We just met and then
we realized so cool. That one day. We're like, we're sun and moon. It's perfect.
Nice. And so are you Buddhist? Is that your spiritual background? Or are you a mixed of what's...
That's my main practice, I would say, is Tibetan Buddhism. But I'm also really connected to Amma, who's the Indian hugging saint, if you know who she is. So that's, she's Hindu, I guess. So Tibetan Buddhism is my main practice, definitely. But I'm open to everything.
Nice. Okay, so What's the name of this song you're going to be playing?
It's called Joyful Songs of Mahamudra.
Wonderful. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. like a heavenly city. That's how birth, that's how living, and that's how dying are to be seen. If one can practice the teachings of Mahamudra and knows how to see nothing, then something will be and compassion, and with the altruistic vow of the Bodhi heart. He can see direct and clearly the truth of the enlightened.
Wonderful. Thank you. So your teacher wrote that song?
Yeah, he wrote that song when he was 9.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, when he was 9 years old. He's a recognized like incarnation. I think he's on his, what, 9th life? Something, the 9th recognized incarnation. So yeah, he's pretty wise. He's very wise.
Wow, that's amazing. 9 years old.
Yeah, yay. I think he's been in the monastery since he was 7, something like that. Yeah. But he actually said, remember he said once, he said, I don't even know if I could write that now. He said, I don't know if I could write that now, that level of, it's kind of hard to understand some of the stuff unless you have a little bit of, you start to understand it more. It's a tradition in Tibetan Buddhism. It's called a doha, which is a song or a poem that spontaneously arises in the mind. So a lot of great masters and Rinpoches and like the Karmapa is also famous for writing these poems, and they're like Dharma poems, so they have Buddhist teachings woven in them, and they kind of like, for me, they unfold, they take on deeper meaning the more you get to know them.
Wow. So he wrote the poem and then you put music to it, or did he write the whole thing?
Well, that tune is basically like his tune. We sing that song at the end of every practice. So that's basically the same tune, not exactly. The Tibetan melodies are quite complex. He's an amazing singer himself. He's actually an accomplished singer and a composer. He composed, his sister is a well-known singer in Tibet, and he composed a whole album full of music for her as well.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, so what's the next song you're wanting to explain some terms in that as well, right?
Yes. The next song, do you want to explain it?
Okay. The next song is called Profound Heart and Clear Light Mind. And this song was written by Jalten Rinpoche. And this poem is one of my very favorites. And it really explains meditation, and it explains actually the whole spiritual path and his outlook, which has to do with just embracing wisdom, compassion, and being happy all the time. It's pretty neat. And Elise and I both, Suri and I both love this poem a lot. This piece is written sort of to feature the poem itself. The artist, Suri, will be speaking the poem or saying it rather than singing it. And the oboe basically is commenting on each line by line, kind of illustrating what I thought was the meaning or the essence of each line. So it's a little abstract and a little modern sounding, but hopefully won't shock your listeners too much.
I think CITR listeners are pretty sophisticated, so I think we can handle it. All right, so take it away. Here is
and she
Surya.
Composed all this music for the oboe.
Wow, so Dawa composed all of the music for the oboe, and this is Surya and Dawa performing again. What's the name of this song?
It's called Profound Heart.
Profound Heart on CITR.
Look into your mind. And listen to your heart. You will see it gentle. You will see it pure. Look into your mind. And listen to your heart. You will see it profound. You will see it wise. Keep in your heart and mind divine intentions of loving kindness. And bodhicitta. Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum. Encompass in your mind. The positive and virtuous aspects of life. Develop in your heart and mind. The qualities of gratitude. And gladness. You will see the visions of ultimate freedom. And hear the sounds of liberation.
Wow, wonderful. So we are here with Surya and Dawa, and we're right in the middle of 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell, which is live music. So this is an hour of heaven in amongst the Radio Hell. So we'll be playing live music here on CITR 101.9 FM through until, I believe, 6 o'clock this evening. So keep it locked on 101.9. We'll be back in just a moment with more Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul.
The CRTC is asking the public for comments as part of a nationwide review of campus and community radio. That review includes this station. We're asking that you let the CRTC know what local, nonprofit, volunteer-driven radio means to you and your community. Maybe you're a fan of community radio. Maybe you've donated. Or maybe you're a volunteer. Then please write to the CRTC and make sure you tell them you support the idea of stable funding for the sector. To submit your comments, visit the website crtc.notlong.com and look for review number 418, the review of campus and community radio. The last day for comments is Friday, October 16th.
Dyer, and you're listening to Synchronicity with Marie Bernard. Here she is.
Welcome back. Yeah, that was Wayne Dyer saying, you're listening to Synchronicity. I had to stand in line for like 2 hours to get him to say that, but it was so worth it.
Of course.
When he was here in Vancouver. So welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. We're not doing a whole lot of talking today, though. We have Surya and Dawa here playing some of their wonderful music. So first of all, thanks for being here. I really appreciate you coming out to the station early in the morning. And
thanks for having me. It's so nice to meet you. We're Twitter friends.
Yeah, we've been friends on Twitter and Facebook for like ages. Through Facebook a long time. And then how we became Facebook friends, but I'll talk to you about it off the air. And then, and so now we're finally meeting for the first time, which is so cool. So what is the next song that you're going to play?
I'm going to play More Bottles, actually. I just decided More Bottles. I went to New York in, July? I won a contest on Twitter. Again, Twitter is the great connector of people to go to New York and record with Wyclef Jean. And so it was a contest to do a remix of this More Bottles song that he does, which is like a total hip-hop kind of like with Timberland beat, but that's not really my style. So I kind of took the song and turned it into a hippie Surya song.
Wow, so that was the contest, was to make that and then you sent it in and you won?
Yeah, we did bubble tweets. You know, those little 30-second videos that you can do on Twitter, they pop up and they go pop. So he said, I'm going to do a contest on Twitter. So he got us to make, he said, everybody make bubble tweets of what you want the song to be. And then he picked 20 people and then everybody was voting on them. But I think the voting was broken because like mine never moved. No matter how many people voted for me, like mine never moved past 1%. It was really strange.
Wow.
And then in the end, he just picked the people that he liked and we went there and it was fun.
That is so awesome. Yay. Okay, so this is the Twitter contest song, Bubbles?
More Bottles.
More Bottles.
More Bubbles. More bubbles. That would be good, too. I should call this More Bubbles.
So is this about, like, a drinking song, or what?
Well, the whole thing is that it's kind of like a play on words. It can be More Bottles about drinking alcohol, or it can be More Bottles like bottle rockets. Right? Okay. So in the song itself, it sounds kind of like a hip-hop song, but he's kind of talking about both things, too. It's kind of like a play on words kind of thing. So that's what he was encouraging us to do. That's what, when we talked to him on the phone, we had a conference call with him before we went there. He was like, remember, guys, it's like the play on words, you know? It's the alcohol and the bottles at the same time. So you can hear what I did with the song. I explored the concept of More Bottles to the max.
Wonderful. So here's Surya and Dawa performing that song.
More bottles in the club tonight. They pack them like dynamite. They pack in pain cause they're gonna blow. Cause there's nowhere for the pain to go. And please God help them, cause they just don't know. No, no. More bottles in the air tonight. The children locked in, curled up tight, and they only pray to wake up eyes open. They've never known peace, but they've never stopped hoping. Can I get a little something here? 'Cause I'm waiting on a message, but it just ain't clear. I've been looking for truth, I've been looking for love, I've been waiting on a sign from heaven above. Oh, oh. And the answer comes on the wings of a dove. Oh, 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 oh. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt now. Oh, nobody move, nobody get hurt now. Nobody move, nobody get hurt, oh. There's a war on the streets, but the war's inside. You can play a tough face, but you'll never hide the emptiness that I know you feel. Wanna shake you from the matrix till you see what's real. 'Cause I'd love to see you with all those layers peeled. And more bottles on the bathroom shelf. They tell me something about myself. They tell me I'm not as simple as I think. Wanna hold my bottle rocket while I pour myself a drink. Oh, can I get a little something here? 'Cause I'm waiting on a message, but it just ain't clear. I've been looking for truth, I've been looking for love, I've been waiting on a sign from heaven above. Oh, oh. And the answer comes on the wings of a dove. Oh, 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 oh. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt, no. Oh, nobody move, nobody get hurt, oh. Nobody move, nobody get hurt, no. Oh, oh, oh.
There's more bottles to max.
Nice. I can see why you won that competition. That's
aw,
awesome.
Thank you.
Yay. So you also have a CD coming out. It's like a fundraising CD, right?
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Yes. It's going to be a collection of, it's similar. The song, one of the songs that you just heard, Joyful Songs of Mahamudra, is going to be on there. And some other Tibetan mantras and prayers, and then some English songs too, some more of Gyaltsen Rinpoche's poems. And it's going to be a fundraiser for our Dharma Center and Tibet and prayer festivals and all kinds of different things.
Awesome. So can you tell me about your Dharma Center? So do you practice Tibetan Buddhism, and so is there like a temple here in Vancouver that you go to?
Yeah, it's up in West Vancouver, at the very, very top of the hill. It's a big orange house. And yeah, it's up in West Vancouver, and we're a Rimé center. So that means in Tibetan Buddhism, there's different lineages. But our center is it Rimé, which means it includes all lineages. So it's open to everyone. And it's really, we do a lot of chanting and meditation there. And it's really open for everyone to come.
Cool. Yeah. And it's for, but the fundraiser is for the center in Tibet?
Yeah, I mean, whatever, wherever it needs to go, basically. I think the prayer festivals still need we've been fundraising for, Dawa does a lot of work. She does a lot of concerts, classical music concerts, fundraising. So this was kind of my contribution, was to make a CD to do it that way. So the prayer festivals are these large undertakings where I think hundreds and even thousands of monks sometimes get together, and they do very elaborate prayer rituals. They can do fire ceremonies, and they're praying for all sentient beings. It's really quite a massive undertaking. I guess for some people, maybe they think that, oh, you know, a prayer festival is not important, but they're actually, I believe that they're very powerful and very auspicious, because those monks have a lot of power. And when you have that many people praying together for world peace, I think it's very potent. But I mean, wherever it needs to go, if it needs to go to that, we have kind of a, our Rinpoche, our teacher, it's like our kind of sister monastery or his monastery in Tibet too. So they always need their village too. That's wherever it needs to go. Tibet, the Dharma Center, whatever.
Awesome. So when is this CD going to come out, and where can people purchase it?
Well, it's probably going to be out in about a month, and they'll be able to purchase it probably online. The easiest place, probably, it's going to be available in download format. From my website, which is suryadevi.com, which is suryadevi.com. So the best place is to go there, or to my MySpace site, which is myspace.com/suryasound. And then it'll probably be on iTunes and all that. That'll probably take a little bit longer, though, but the immediately, it's going to be on my website.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll put a link. I think I have a link up to your MySpace page, but I'll put a link up to your main website on my page, spiritualshow.com. So check it out. If you like this music and you want to help out some people, then check out her website, Surya Devi.
Devi. Surya Devi. Yeah, well, Surya is actually the sun god in Sanskrit. So in order to make it feminine, you have to add Devi. So Devi is the goddess. So Devi would imply that I am feminine and not masculine.
Okay. good to know. Okay, so we'll be back with more Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul in just a moment.
Rude boys, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. So CITR today is in the middle of 24 hours of Radio Hell. Thunderbird Radio Hell is a show here at CITR where live bands come in and play live music. So CITR has decided to make this a 24-hour all-night thing. And so up until about 6 o'clock tonight, we'll have live musicians playing. And so in amongst the Radio Hell, we have a little piece of heaven here. Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Of course, we're not talking a whole lot because we have music on the show today. But we were talking about your teacher and Surya, about possibly having him on the show. So what is it that you mentioned he's out of town right now? He teaches?
Yeah, he's a Rinpoche. So in Tibetan Buddhism, there's like different levels of, he's essentially a monk, but he's kind of a higher level monk. As I mentioned earlier, I think he's on his 9th recognized incarnation of, so it's like the Dalai Lama. If you've ever seen, what's that movie called? Kundun, I believe, like how they go look for them and stuff. So these Tibetan masters, they incarnate themselves over and over again.
How do they know that? There's tests, right?
Yeah, I don't know exactly, but I know that they often leave letters, don't they? They leave letters and they leave clues, and then there's things like, do you know more? I know that in the movie, like Kundun, for example, you know, he put out several things. They came, the lamas came, and they put out several items, and right away that the child who was the Dalai Lama was like, that's mine. Like, he remembered right away that those things had belonged to him in his previous incarnation. And there's often signs, too. Like, I know when Rinpoche was born, and this is very common when masters are born and stuff, there's certain signs like rainbows in the sky, or there's horns that sound from out of nowhere, and there's a few other auspicious symbols that they recognize. So when they're born, they're just there. So then they know, okay, this is a special child. But in his particular family, I mean, his sister is a female Rinpoche. His brother's a Lama. His other brother is a Rinpoche. So in the family, out of, I don't know how many children they have exactly, but almost all of them are some kind of, you know, recognized incarnation or something. So yeah.
That's so
his
trippy.
Mom's powerful.
Wow. Okay, so that's just like giving me shivers. So what is the next song that you're going to play?
The next song I'm going to play is called Only Love Is Real. I thought it was a good song for this show. I wrote this song in India, in Dharamsala, actually, and it's based on the Pachelbel canon. The music is based on the Pachelbel canon, but it comes from
the thought that the angels always say. I'm an angel therapy practitioner trained by Doreen Virtue.
Oh, and I love Doreen Virtue. Yay!
I love Doreen. She's so great. And one of her, something that she always talks about is that the angels say only love is real, like everything else is an illusion. So this song kind of comes from that. It's kind of like my own experience woven in there.
Cool.
Yeah, take it away.
Okay.
Forgiveness is a virtue I hope one day to know. I've been working on my masterpiece, the art of letting go, trying to release all this anger that I feel, 'cause my angels keep on telling me that only love is real. Only love is real. I wish that I could say that I felt peaceful all the time, that I saw the world around me like a nursery rhyme. But still my heart is aching for humanity's ordeal. But when I say a prayer, I hear these words that only love is real. Only love is real. In the stillness of the night, there is something like surrender to this raging inner fight. And I can see the lines of time spinning like a wheel. And in these moments, I think I could know that only love is real. Only love is real. Ooh.
Song.
Gorgeous.
Thanks. That's really nice. So you are an angel therapy practitioner. I didn't realize that.
Yes. Thanks. I should have brought my angel cards.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
Do you do, because I've had, there's one woman named Angel Laurel on Twitter, and she's Laurel Bleeding Maffei, and she is a channel for the angelic realm. And I've had her on a couple times, and she channels like the angelic realm, whatever that is, you know, angelic beings. And so do you do anything like how do you tap into the angels when you're doing a reading?
Well, they're just there all the time anyway. I mean, ever since I started working with angels, I was just amazed because they're everywhere and they're so easy to work with. All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is just start asking, because angels have
They're from a different dimension. They don't have free will like we do. So they're not going to interfere with us unless we ask them. The only exceptions to that being life or death situations, which is why so many people, when they have car accidents and those types of things, they see angels and they see the light and that kind of thing. So I generally use cards, like the angel cards, Dorian's cards, but I don't need to necessarily. I hear them. They kind of talk to me in my ear, so it's kind of a mixture of hearing them and then a feeling that I get, and then the information is there. It was really interesting when I went there because I've been doing healing work for years, but I never thought that I could do readings for people. So I was really shocked and surprised when I went there, and lo and behold, I'm like, wow. And that was kind of the experience for all of us there, because we all have intuitive abilities.
Cool. So were you always able to hear angels, or is it just since you took the program? When did you start hearing them?
I think more since the program, but I know they were always there. But more, it's been definitely something that's evolved. I don't remember like being a child and those kind of, I never even thought about angels, to tell you the truth, until I learned about them. I knew what angels were and whatnot, but I never, and I was exploring other aspects of spirituality prior to that, but I never thought about angels. I never.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, so this is like unfolding so coolly. It's a really good show. So thank you again for coming in. And I want to thank Mark Hastings. He's your friend on Twitter.
Oh,
he's been tweeting
Mark.
Like every song that's coming up.
We love Mark.
So,
we love you.
Hi, Mark.
Mark is so sweet. I've never met him because he lives in the UK, but he is like my most devoted fan and such a good friend. And yeah, Mark, one day we'll meet. When I come to the UK, we'll meet or something. He's so great. Yay.
Awesome. Well, I just wanted to acknowledge him because he's been tweeting all the songs that you're playing.
Because so. He knows them all. He's like, he knows all my songs. He's so great. And now he's a very supportive guy because I've noticed he's really supportive of all the other contestants from the More Bottles. And he's just great.
Nice.
Yay, Mark.
Cool. Well, hi, Mark, and thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
We can talk more about it later.
Yeah, I want to hear more about that. I'm an incarnated angel.
Yeah.
Aww. Is it because of my curly hair?
Yeah. And your sweet face.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm a cheeky elemental. I'm a cheeky elf elemental.
I could see that. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so you're listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. But we're doing a fair amount of talking. We're right in the middle of CITR's special 24 hours of Thunderbird Live Radio Hell. So I've been calling it a little piece of heaven in the middle of live radio hell here in Vancouver on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up later in about 15 minutes is Scotty Scenic Drive, and he's going to have a van. I don't know if it's a Vancouver band. It's The Valuables. So they'll be playing live here. So keep it locked on 101.9 FM. And Surya is here playing her wonderful music. And so, Surya, what song are you going to play now?
I'm going to play Order to the Chaos.
Okay, yay. I think that's a favorite of a lot of people. I've heard good things, even Scotty from Scotty's Scenic Drive has heard the song, and he's like, oh, that's a really good song, when he comes in the mornings and I'm playing it. So, yeah, let's dedicate this to Scotty from Scotty's Scenic Drive. Here's Order to the Chaos by Surya.
All right. Go, Scotty.
Oh, this life, it is a mystery to me. I want to believe in the things I cannot see, but my faith sometimes it wavers, and I'm left out in the cold. I want to become wiser, but I'm scared of growing up. Oh. Is there order to this chaos? Is there order to this chaos? Will I ever understand? Oh. Is there order to this chaos? Tell me, is there order to this chaos? Is it a riddle or is it a plan? Is it a plan? Through the city streets at night, his spirit, it is weary. He has no more strength to fight. And so I pick him up and take him in and offer him a song and an ear to listen to his tale of where things went so wrong. Is there order to this chaos? Is there order to this chaos? Will I ever understand? Oh, is there order to this chaos? Tell me, is there order to this chaos? Is it a riddle or is it a plan? Is it a plan? Nothingness, it's music to my ears. When the mind is finally silent, we can see through all our fears that they truly are illusions. Like the great ones always say, the Mahatmas who are everywhere, they never go away. Is there order to this chaos? Is there order to this chaos? Will I ever understand? Will I ever understand? Is there order to this chaos? Tell me, is there order to this chaos? Is it a riddle or is it a plan? Is there a man? A blueprint, a guide? Or is this just some crazy wave I ride? Show me the way, is it all in my hands? Who makes the rules? I don't understand. I don't understand.
or is it all in my hands? Oh, oh,
mm. Yay. I think that's Mark Hastings says that's his favorite song too on Twitter. yeah, that's the first song that I ever heard of yours. I think I saw it on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, you were playing with Rachel Pachel, I think maybe, or maybe I'm thinking of someone else. But you were playing it with someone. On guitar.
There's a video on me playing. No, I'm playing that one on the piano on YouTube, I think, because it's a piano song. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yvette Narlock, I don't know if you know her. She's a local musician. She produced the original version of that song. She did an amazing job.
Maybe it was with her.
I just ran into her the other day, and I was like, everyone loves that song.
It's a really good song. And the story you were telling about it on YouTube was that you went to an Elton John concert or something, and then you decided that you wanted to write this song.
An epic song. I went and saw Elton John, and I was watching him perform, and I was like, wow, he's so great, and he's so epic, you know, like all of his piano riffs. And then I was like, I need to write an epic song like that. So that's where this song came from.
Nice.
Thanks, Elton.
Yay. So is that going to be also on your fundraising album?
Probably not, because the theme of the fundraising album is more... like the Tibetan Buddhist kind of theme along the mantras and stuff. So probably not, but it will be on... When I finish that one, I'm going to start working on another album of more, like, songs. So it would probably be on that one.
Cool. And people can find you and that song also on MySpace. Is it on iTunes to purchase yet?
No, it's not on iTunes. It's on... it's on MySpace. It's free on MySpace. Well, actually, no, you can't download it. You can only listen to it. So that's myspace.com/Surya Devi. And then you can see me singing it, like, a live little video version of on YouTube. That's so funny you remember that. I even forgot about that.
Yeah, it was like months and months ago. I don't even know how I found it. It was like friend of a friend and whatever, and I was like, oh, I like that song. And then I found it on MySpace and started playing it on the show, and so now here we are today with you in the studio. So we just have a few more minutes left in the show, and I think Order to This Chaos was the final song you were playing. Is that right? Yeah. Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about your website. It's Surya Devi. I always want to say Devi.
It is Devi. It's either Devi or Devi. Actually, I think you're correct. Surya Devi. Let's Google it. What is the correct pronunciation? I mean, it's a Sanskrit word. It's not English. So, but yeah, Devi. Usually it's Devi or Devi.
And I'm looking up your MySpace Surya Sound. MySpace.com/Surya, Surya Sound. And we all know how to spell sound. Is this going to start playing right away?
I hope so. Yes.
It is?
So you might want to pause it.
Yeah, I'll pause it. Because I'll end the show with one of your songs, because we have Scotty's Scenic Drive coming up in just a moment. So before we wrap up the show, is there anything else that you want to say to the listeners out there?
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been such a pleasure to have you and Dawa here with her beautiful oboe music.
She's amazing. She plays with the Vancouver Opera, and she plays flute and French horn, and yeah, she's amazing.
Beautiful. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you to both of you for being on the show. So pardon?
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It's so nice to meet you.
It's been such a pleasure. Well, thank you for listening. I'm Marie, and this is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Next week, world-renowned psychic Colette Baron-Reed will be answering my questions and yours. I'm here every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific, and you can check out past shows on podcast at spiritualshow.com and CITR.ca. Up next is The Valuables on Scotty's Scenic Drive. More live music here on CITR. CITR 101.9 FM. And remember to keep listening in to Synchronicity throughout the month of October, because I have a free pair of tickets to see Lisa Nichols. She's one of the teachers from The Secret. And you can find tickets to her Canadian tour at newaspiration.com. And you can check out my website, spiritualshow.com. So I will see you next week. I think I'm going to play the Hare Krishna song because I really like that one. Okay, have a great day.